What's up, people?
How you doing?
Welcome back to the Guitar Maniac Show. This show is for guitar maniacs.
That's right. Guitar maniacs.
If you like solos and you wish that solos were back in music, popular music that's on the radio, then, well, you're out of luck. Except for us. Because we play music with great guitar playing and feeling and soul. And sometimes just out and out shredding. And that's something we love. We're bringing it here to you from the Artemis Records Radio Network, which you can get at, tell them, Basil.
On ArtemisRecords.net.
You can get all the good stuff there about the show. Just know that we'll be bringing it to you live from Hollywood. And we're not going to skimp on the solos. And you won't hear us cutting the guitar solos off as they play out in the end.
That's right. You're going to hear every part of the solo, even the end on the record. Sometimes that's the best part. All right. We're going to start off this show with a fantastic tune. Everybody knows this just from the first couple bars when that guitar starts playing. This guy's a unique player. You can always tell it's him. Fantastic solos. Terry Kath from the well-known group Chicago. Great music and great songwriters. Doing 25 or 6 to 4 on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Waiting for the break of day.
awesome track by Steve Lukather. The band is Toto, the album Isolation, and the track is Carmen. Awesome plan. Now we go to a fantastic string bender, the master, Jimi Hendrix, only on the Guitar Maniac Show.
Oh,
doing a little Seattle theme here for you. That was the master, Jimi Hendrix, with Voodoo Child, Slight Return. On this song, we've got three great guitar players to credit. We've got Nancy Wilson, obviously, wrote the song and plays that finger picking up front. And then Howard Leese, of course, the multi-instrumentalist in the band. And Roger Fisher, lead guitar player who plays so many of those great leads, and we never really knew it was him. So here you have it, Heart, Crazy on You. On the Guitar Maniac Show. I got Basil with me over here,
yeah.
Noodling on the Schecter.
Yeah.
And we're going to play something really special for you here. This is a band that not a lot of people know about, but in 1981 they released an incredible record called The Fire Down Under. Made me think they were an Australian band, actually, but they're out of New York. This is the last record that they did, incidentally, with Guy Speranza singing. If you know your history, you know I'm talking about Riot. Off the album Fire Down Under, this is Swords and Tequila. On the Maniac Show. On the Maniac Show. Keep it tuned to the Maniac Show, guys, because you're not going to hear stuff like Swords and Tequila from Riot. That's the title track off the record Fire Down Under, which is probably like 25, 30 years old. I remember going to see them at the Whiskey, and they just blew the doors off the place. It was this band nobody'd ever heard of, and man, they really made some really amazing rock and roll. We're going to do a little tribute to a great guitar player, a definite guitar maniac, one of the original maniacs.
Yeah, really talented player who got cut short way before his time.
Here you go, maniacs. Randy Rhoads with the great Ozzy Osbourne doing Flying High Again.
Jump up. him.
Yes, Randy Rhoads. Really miss that guy. And now, it's Deep Purple with Stormbringer.
Yeah.
right, back on the Maniac Guitar Show here with Jamie and Basil. All kinds of great ear candy today from lots of great bands, great players. This is one of my favorite guitar players from a band I used to like quite a bit. A little bit of that glam rock going on here, but definitely some great guitar playing. This is Rat doing Lay It Down, featuring Warren DeMartini and the late Robin Crosby. Rest in peace, brother.
Was Rat with Lay It Down. And now we head on over to the East Coast, to Beantown, with Boston Long Time. On the Guitar Maniac Show. back on the Guitar Maniac Show. Great track by Boston. The guitar player, Tom Scholz, made that whole record in his basement, but it's not surprising knowing what kind of an electronics wizard he is. And now we're going to turn our sights to another great guitar player, SRV, who many people don't know played on this record. The record is called China Girl. And it's off of the album Let's Dance. You guessed it, David Bowie.
Alright, we're back on the Maniac Guitar Show. It's interesting, that song, although a David Bowie song, was really our introduction to Stevie Ray Vaughan. And although he had a brief career, what an imprint he left on the music community and the of course, the guitar playing community. I always say I feel like Stevie took off where Jimmy left off, and I believe that to be true. I think he took it and went even further. I'm sure they would have been friends and maybe have even recorded together at some point. Wouldn't that have been a dream come true for guitar maniacs like us? Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan doing a record together. Crazy! That's why it's called the Guitar Maniac Show, guys. Here's another maniac for you. Very underrated guitar player. Probably don't even know his name, but it's Carrie Livgren. The band is Kansas, and the song is the classic Carry On Our Wayward Son.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Great Licks by Kerry Livgren. And of course, that's from Kansas, Carry On Our Wayward Son. Now, let's go to another great band, a favorite of the Guitar Maniac show. We have Journey with Wheel in the Sky off the Infinity album with that Guitar Maniac, Neil Sean, ripping it. From Hollywood, this is the Guitar Maniac Show on Artemis Records Radio, broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at artemisrecords.net on the Artemis Records Radio Network.
Seems like such a long time has passed since I remember my last smile.
There's a bunch of original music at artemisrecords.net, like this one by Glaswind, Seems to Be No Time. Check out this one, Crystal Dreams by Glaswind, at artemisrecords.net.
But I seek not any further as my heart recalls.
Hear these and other great artists at ArtemisRecords.net. Thanks for listening. The Guitar Maniac Show is sole property of Artemis Records. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program or these programs without express written consent is prohibited.